WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. A burn ban is still in effect for North Carolina as wildfires spread under critical fire weather. And it's not just there. There are also fires spreading in the Miami area. CBS Miami reporter Steve Maggiore is in Florida City, which is just north of the Florida Keys.
Helicopter crews have been dumping water around the clock to contain the flames. State emergency management officials are sending smaller vehicles to squeeze through narrow paths, and they're using a plane with fire-stopping chemicals that they got from Tennessee. And this is all happening during spring break when people are coming down to the Florida Keys.
After firing more than 200 probationary workers from the nation's Federal Disaster Relief Agency, the Trump administration has taken its first step to dismantle FEMA altogether. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
In an email labeled hiring update obtained by CBS News, FEMA informed employees of a new hiring process, overhauling contract renewals for more than two-thirds of the agency's workforce. The decision has created fears that the new process will effectively gut the majority of FEMA's workforce over the next 2 to 4 years by forcing employees to reapply for their jobs.
Good news for the Pope to Rome and CBS's Sabina Castelfranco.
Pope Francis will be returning to the Vatican on Sunday, over 5 weeks after he was taken to the Gemelli Hospital in Rome. The Pope has been battling a life-threatening case of pneumonia in both lungs. Doctors say he will need at least 2 months of rest and rehabilitation. Before leaving the hospital, he will appear Sunday from his window on the 10th floor to bless the faithful gathered below.
President Trump has rescinded the security clearances of several high-profile politicians. CBS New York's Jennifer Bissaram.
Kamala Harris, Hillary Clinton, and multiple members of former President Biden's administration all losing access to classified briefings. New York Attorney General Letitia James and Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg are also on that list. Trump has already revoked Biden's security clearance.
And Trump said he was also rescinding the security clearances of the entire Biden family. Sticking with politics of sort, tonight in Philadelphia, chance of USA for President Trump, who was in attendance at the NCAA Wrestling Championships. A fire at Disney, a smoke plume that towered over the Walt Disney World Resort in Florida, was caused by a walk-in cooler that caught fire, according to officials. The pavilion is part of the World Showcase at the resort's Epcot theme park. The area reopened to theme park guests earlier tonight. They still do not know what caused that fire. This is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
Welcome to the final hour of Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Herbal Hasbeck. Now 4 locations in Dane County, including that brand new store in Sun Prairie, plus 1 Bagel Street, University Avenue, and Gammon Road. Also online at herbalaspect.com. Let's kick off the 11 o'clock hour with Essential Last Crack. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, a double dip of the mighty Last Crack. That is from The Uprising, released in 2019. The song is called Icicle. It's a jam. I like that song a lot. My Burning Time before that. Of course, you know, Last Crack, they haven't played a show since 2019. They're playing another show coming up in just a couple of weeks. The Rocker Jamboree. It's a benefit show to help raise money for Rocker and his out-of-pocket medical expenses from his heart attack. And we're going to donate a portion of the proceeds to Mama Cares, which is a great organization connected to the mamas here in Madison to help Madison musicians, artists out in their time of need. We would love to see you there. It's going to be a great lineup. Last Crack is playing, Magic 7, Mindox, Subatomic, Electromag. The best thing about this is the show starts early. It's an afternoon show, folks. So doors open at noon. The show starts at 1. You're going to be out of there by 5 o'clock. Unless you want to stick around for the late show, that's cool, too. It's going to be a great afternoon of fun, great music from bands that you haven't heard play in at least 10 years. Electromag withstanding that, because they're the newer of the gang. The Rocker Jamboree, Sunday, May the 4th. At the Burr Oak in Madison, I highly suggest getting those advance tickets right now. Just go to the Burr Oak webpage and grab those tickets as soon as possible. This thing will sell out. I've got some music on the way this hour from the Vanishing Kids. Did you know that Butto is drumming for them now? That blew me away. We'll do a flashback with Half Past Zero. We got some Abaddon's End just around the corner. Let's do some Rogue Rat right now. Drag Strip Queen. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
She'll give you the slam. a six-string guitar. He knew it felt right. Yeah, he knew it felt good. He drove all night. Destination
chasing his cocaine with a bottle of booze. One fatal night, he got behind the wheel of a $100,000 automobile. Said he felt alright, but it was hard to tell. Welcome to rock and roll hell. Rock and roll hell. Welcome to rock and roll hell. Rock and roll hell. Welcome to rock and roll.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Left question, where have you?
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, The Vanishing Kids and Midnight Children. That's from their latest album that was released last year. And like I said before, did you know that Butto is now drumming for Vanishing Kids? I saw that news, last week? Maybe for a week before last. Blew me away. And I was talking to Rocker about this. Like, I had no idea Butto was a drummer. Crazy. Before that, we heard Abaddon's End, Absence in Adolescence. They have a lot of stuff happening. Be sure to follow Abaddon's End on the socials. Great band out of southern Wisconsin. And I think they're going places. Let's go there with them. How you doing? I'm Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight. Max Inc. radio sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group. Now powered by Compass. Buy or sell your next home now at movetomadison.com. Hey, stick around. We got another band from the Rocker Jamboree lineup, Magic 7. They're next on Max Inc. Radio.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
So you want your guitar to sound like this, but your guitar sounds like this. You better get to Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Buy or sell at Guitar Shop of Wisconsin from their huge inventory. Browse the great selection of amps, strings, and accessories, plus the Midwest's largest repair department with expert technicians ready to help you sound great. Guitar Shop of Wisconsin, Wright Street in Madison by MATC or online at guitarshopofwisconsin.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
March is tournament time, and the Lazy Oaf Lounge has your courtside seats. Enjoy the big games on the big screens at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Score big with half-price wings during the tournament games when you dine in. Plus drink specials of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products. And make a slam dunk with $2 off pitchers during the game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow the Lazy Oaf Lounge on the socials and online at LazyOafLounge.com. Get ready, Madison. May the 4th is gonna rock the Rocker Jamboree, a benefit to help with Rocker's medical expenses and Mama Cares. Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak in Madison, beginning at noon, featuring Last Crack, Subatomic, Mind Docs, Electromag, and Magic 7. The Rocker Jamboree. Get advance tickets now at theburroakmadison.com. Sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the Ethical Trade Co., Aftershock Classic Arcade, and Ginter's Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
on Civic Media. We are local music, the American Dad. She calls everybody honey. Mendota from Magic 7 before that. Hey, stick around. We got music from Good Morning V. We'll do some Common Threads. Ash Aria on the way. Right now is Color Phase, High, Fast, and Tight on Max Inc. Radio.
I'm gonna fight.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music with Ash, Aria, and The Burning. That's a couple of years old. Great song, though. Great jam. Mickey Sunshine before that. Bathroom Floor, one of my favorites from Mickey Sunshine. Hey, thanks for listening to Max Inc. Radio this evening. Really appreciate your ears. Don't forget, you can grab the podcast anytime at the Max Inc. page at civicmedia.us. While you're there, grab the app, the Civic Media app. Put that in your phone, and we'll take you. You can take us anywhere you go. And we'll take you as well. I'm out of here. Thanks for listening tonight. Common Threads just around the corner right now. Good Morning V. It's Blunderbuss. Max Inc. on Civic Media. Catch me here.
That Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com. Did you know there's a city in Wisconsin that goes all in on the idea of celebrating St. Patrick's Day for more than a week? Members of the Shamrock Club of New London, about an hour west of Green Bay, lead the festivities, which brings thousands of visitors to the area. But do you know what has officially kicked it all off for more than 40 years? Here's club member Ryan Lanning with the answer.
The Monday of our St. Patrick's week is we always have Leprechaun Day, and the leprechauns are responsible for changing the population signs symbolically from New London to New Dublin, and then they visit various schools and nursing homes. And we bring smiles more than anything, and we like to enlighten our community. That's part of what we're about. And truthfully, I think everybody looks forward to seeing us, seeing the green suits and all the mischief and shenanigans that we like to pull. It's just a great time for everybody.
Even the city council votes to make New Dublin the official name for New London this time of year. That is one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. About 30,000 acres have burned in Miami-Dade County wildfires. The fires began Tuesday. The good news, no structures have been damaged, but traffic is a nightmare. CBS's Christian Benavides is on the scene at the top of the Florida Keys.
These are the helicopters that are conducting water drops. These helicopters, they can carry anywhere from 100 to 300 gallons of water as they fight this blaze here in South Miami-Dade County in Florida. This is essentially the Everglades, and it is so close to the Florida Keys.
Local governments are concerned that the loss of hundreds of jobs at FEMA could mean that they will not be able to get timely assistance during a natural disaster. We get this story from New Orleans.
Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang is the co-chair of the National Association of Counties Task Force that's working on recommendations to modernize FEMA and